So hello and welcome to the podcast. It's Learn Reiki and Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. This podcast, we are talking about how to tell if the voices are spirit guides. So before we get going with that, a warm welcome to everybody. How have you been? What's your week been like? I know it's August and some people are away. It's also been a lot of illness going around, and that's something that I've had to deal with. I've just had the flu, COVID, so I've just been getting back on track. So how has it been going with you? So if you've been following along, you would have saw that I did a video, and it was really about receiving messages from the higher self, and it's via the body. Now, I find this such an interesting topic, because there is an internal messaging that is going on with our higher self. And here's the thing, you know, quite often we miss it. We either ignore it or dismiss it. The fact that this part of us could use the physical body. You know, I did it myself. I completely dismissed it. And I hope if you'd seen that, or if you're listening for the first time about that, it will give you a little bit of food for thought around the fact that so many of us from out of nowhere, our health can plummet. We don't feel so well. And we often wonder, well, what's behind it? We go and get it checked out. Nothing's really sort of happening. And in these kind of scenarios, we don't actually join the dots. So what I did was to share my experience of the first time this kind of happened with me. And that was around 2016, where this was the sort of thing that was going on for me, where I had to look at one of the things that Yasui talked about, that the first place a lot of our health issues start is in the mind and also in the emotional body. So in other words, what's going on for us? So I talked about that. This also happened again when just in 2020, and I was quite surprised what the communication of my inner guidance was trying to tell me. And quite recently, my stomach has had issues again. So I have been listening. Well, what's going on? So whilst we look at what's going on in the physical, there is also what's going on in our spiritual selves. That part of us that knows why we're here. So it can give us really advice. It can help us. That's where the wisdom and the knowledge is. So that we can sort of look at what's causing it, and then we're able then to sort of like move forward. So check that out. I'll put that video link below the podcast that we're having now, so that you can look at what's going on for you, because that's my experience, and I'm seeing more and more people are beginning to realize and understand that there is this level of communication that's going on with their physical body. We just need to look and see what's causing a lot of our physical things that are happening to us, looking at really what's behind our physical health when it plummets, and also our mental health as well. So this space is all about helping each other out to connect with that light that's within you, because it is all-knowing, it's expansive. And when we meditate, we put ourselves into a frequency where we can hear that part. We can tune in to what it's trying to tell us, the communication, whether it's on the physical body, our mental body, whatever it is that's going on. And what I have found, if we listen to that part of ourselves, Well, it helps us out. It helps us in our lives right now. So this podcast is really all about tuning in to that part, that light that's within you, and recognizing that light and the power. And this is something that you soon realize, the power of intention, and that's our mind and how we can use that. So like I said, one of the most effective ways of tuning in and hearing and getting a sense of getting to what's causing our physical health or what's messages that part of us is trying to relay to us is through meditation. So on YouTube, I've put together the 21 Days Meditation Challenge. Please check it out. It's free. So what that looks like, you'll see me each day for 21 days sharing a tip. Then I switch out the visual and then we go straight into the meditation. It is so powerful and it really does help. And yes, I do this myself. There's no point me saying about meditation if I'm not doing it with you guys as well, because then it's one rule for one and one rule for another. Meditation really helps us to make sense of a lot of what's going on in our lives, and especially when things don't go so well, when we feel challenged or things are hard, or we simply feel blocked, lost, and not sure where to turn. So let's just jump right in this podcast, because we're really sort of looking at how can you tell if the voices are your spirit guides. So we're going to really look at what spirit guides never do. And yeah, I want to sort of talk about what they never do, who really are the spirit guides, and how do they communicate. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Just stay with me and hit that subscribe button. Join me. And let's just do this together to help each other out. So we're looking at how can you tell if the voices are spirit guides. Now this is very interesting because I think this is coming up more and more for people. Now I've done some blogs on it. I've even done podcasts around this subject about hearing voices. And incidentally, this is where more of you have been reaching out and kind of being aware of this kind of experience. It seems that many of us are tuning in to what is around us. You know, we're on our spiritual journey, we begin to start remembering aspects of ourselves. It sort of opens up these clairs that we have. You know, it opens up an awareness in us where we become more intuitive. Now, that intuition comes in a form of feeling, you know, hearing, seeing in your mind's eye. Or you might be actually one of those that can actually see in the physical. My youngest daughter, she sees a lot. She sees spirit. You might have family members that, or children yourself, that they say that they can see things. It might be yourself. You know, this is something that happened to me, and I'm going to get to that, where all of a sudden this sort of aspect or these things kick in and they expand, and it kind of can be a little bit sort of a little unsettling when these things happen. You know, and closely following that, we've got like a knowing, an inner knowing. And then we have this intuitive smelling and tasting. And for some of you, you might be able to smell, taste, and be aware when spirits around. So going back to this sort of thing about hearing a voice, you know, has that ever happened to you? Has that ever happened? Have you heard voices? And what if that's an experience that you've had some time ago? Because I know that people have reached out and said, look, I think this has happened to me. where we've started to hear very clear, audible voices in our head, either one, two, or more. So has that happened to you? Well, it's happened to me. And that happened around about 2022. And it's quite interesting because when this happened, I was going through a spiritual kind of shift. And I was quite sensitive. So this hearing beyond what was around me or physically in front of me, this hearing opened up something quite big. You know, when I say that now, this is pretty much hindsight. You know, when we can look back on things and we can say, oh, it was clairaudience, it was hearing. But I'd have to say when I was going through it at the time, most of it I felt quite confused and quite unsettled, if I'm honest. Because although in my work I'd sent spirit and I'd done clearing of properties and I'd help spirits to move to the light, what happened around that time period was like a shift where I'd sensed spirit in a way that I hadn't done so before. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I began to see a picture sort of in my mind's eye, if you like. I could see faces of spirits. I could feel a vibration and a presence, which I hadn't quite sort of tied all this together. I could hear what they were saying crystal clear. And yeah, I'm going to be honest, it did freak me out because it's sort of like I couldn't turn it down. And that was a start of a 10-month experience of learning about spirits in another way, which incidentally, that for me led to spirit intrusion. Now, if you want to know a little bit more about that, what my experience was and what that looked like, I will leave a link below this podcast so that you can go and check that out, because I have talked about it. Like I said, there's been many of you reaching out saying, I think this was what was going on at this point of my life. Because what it can look like is that our mental health has really gone downhill. As it indeed did for me. You know, I questioned what was going on, whether I was losing the plot, because this whole sort of shift meant that I couldn't find the turn-off button. So there was a good couple of months where it was on all the time. And I talk about that and what that looked like. So this is kind of where people then have sort of asked, you know, and it's led to sort of, well, there's those kind of experience. Well, how can we tell then if our spirit guides, how do they communicate? And I think this is where we arrive at this questions where we kind of need some clarity. We need a little bit of sort of discernment around this. And yeah, I had to learn this too. So how to tell if the voices are spirit guides? And I guess that's why I really want to go straight in and really talk about some of the things as to what spirit guides will never do. Because we kind of need to know what is and what isn't. And then how it is. And then from our experience, use discernment around it. And that's why I think it's really important to go through this kind of stuff, because if we don't talk about it, and there's a level of shame, you know, embarrassment, you know, if some of you out there, you've listened to my blogs and I've read my blogs rather, or listened to the podcast, I've shared a lot of that stuff, and there's still more stuff I'd like to sort of also put out and share, because I've had to process it. And you do leave yourself rather vulnerable because you're talking about things that are quite sort of personal. There's also a level of feeling crazy. There's a level of feeling embarrassed. Well, how could I miss that? That could have been how Source works and spirit guides. But, you know, I just want you to know that you're not alone in this. And I kind of have put my experience out there to share this so that people will realise this stuff happens. And I think we sort of bury it away. Or sometimes it comes back up again. And it's very difficult to navigate. And especially if we don't even understand what we're going through. So I kind of want to sort of help you to realise you're not alone. That's why I say, you know, we're doing this all together. We're helping each other out. Because if we keep this kind of stuff to ourselves, then we think there's something wrong with us. And there isn't anything wrong with us, you know. And we just need to be aware of how spirit guides really do work and how they don't. And this is where we kind of get to the bits where we need to understand, you know, how spirit guides, how they don't operate. So what are some of these? And I've plucked out just a couple of them to help you to sort of, if you've had an experience like this, you'll be able to sort of pair it off or get a sense around it. So how mine happened was one of the things that I talked about. Like I said, I was going through a shift. I was learning quite a lot at the time about the mind, about hypnosis. So I was doing quite a heavy course at the time. You know, and this is what's even more confusing, because you think that this kind of thing wouldn't happen, but it does. And this is where I would put, as number one, is when a voice springs out of nowhere. This voice then claims to be someone to you. Now, it could be Jesus, it could be Buddha, it could be a master and teacher. Now, for me, this voice said, I'm your master teacher. And I want to be really clear here. This isn't an inner voice. And I'm going to talk about how that inner voice translates. But for now, the best way I can say, this voice was quite loud. I could hear it almost, well, pretty much in my head, but outside of me. It was a voice. And that voice can tell you things. Like, for example, and I'm just going to use my example so that you can sort of get an idea of this, that I'm your master and teacher. And when I started to sort of like, ooh, you know, where's my guides? Where's my angel? That voice started to say, well, I'm taking over now. So alluding to the fact that, oh, you don't need them anymore. I'm here now to help you. And that voice can start tell you to think things like you're doing a task or you're special or communicate certain things or you're doing training. Now, I want to be really clear here so that you can have a little bit of awareness around this. There are some very aligned people that are doing channeling. Now, this is not channeling. I want to be really clear with that. Now, you can get those that channel, and they are very, very helpful in what the kind of information that they are giving out to the world. This level of channeling will not be negative. It will be on a positive trajectory. So I just want to be clear on that. We don't want to get sort of too confused around this. Because what we're talking about here, this is not channeling, where you set like an intention, you have your way of opening and then connecting, and then bringing in that a light being, or you will get an idea and this will always feel good. And I just really want to sort of put that down, that this will feel good and that the kind of information is not only going to help you, but it will help others. So going back to this voice, when the voices claim and start sort of almost like they are spirit guides, because we're talking about spirit guides and how they operate. So for me, this voice basically said, well, you don't need anyone else. I'm your master and teacher, and we're going to be doing some training. Now, for me, what led to the training became very, what's the word? It started off quite sort of, I would do it for a couple of hours, then it lasted for 9 hours, and I'd be in for long trances while this was going on. It even got to the level where I wasn't eating, and it sort of really took a turn. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you is that I didn't know any better, really. So I guess I too went in quite naive when we think that a voice is claiming to be someone that we hold dear. And I had, you know, worked with masters and teachers in terms of felt their energy and their presence. And you know what? There was a little ring of, this was singular. Whereas when I'd worked in the records, it was always masters and teachers. And I've never felt one. And this was a little niggle that was in the back of my mind. But I never sort of questioned that voice. I took that voice as gospel. And I kind of ran with it. And that voice led to be quite intrusive, because I'd been woken up. I'd be kept awake before I went to sleep. Then I'd be woken up early hours, and the tasks and the training were getting more and more ridiculous. And even though I knew it, I went along with it. And if that's ever happened to you, don't beat yourself up, because I kind of felt that way by two. How could I have even, number one, thought that this was a master and teacher or a spirit guide, that they would communicate this way? And why I even went along with it? And you know, the simple answer for that is that we love them. You know, we care deeply for them. I knew how amazing the masters and teachers are. They love us. So, you know, and I had to sort of look hard at myself. Well, why did I even go down that line? Because with the next point I want to bring to your attention is when these voices kind of, you get hooked, this voice then turns into voices and they become negative. Now, that is something that I had experienced as well. Now, I'm just going to be very clear. That's not how spirit guides work. So these voices became very negative. Well, what did they do? Well, they started to say hurtful things, horrible things about me, about as a person, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And they started to move on to, you know, family and friends. You know, you might be hearing horrible, which you think are your own thoughts, or the voices are saying things about your family and your loved ones. You know, and even then, when this was happening, there was something in me saying, this is off. And I got to admit that when this kept going on and it was really focusing on the ones that I love, I began to realise, number one, this voice is not particularly nice, and this is not me, because this is something else that goes on with this kind of experience. It gets very confusing. Then we think the voices are our own. Now, I talk about this, I share this in the blogs, and I've also shared it in the podcast, where we begin to get so enmeshed that we actually think the voice is coming from our own mind. And this is where we get really what I call hooked. Because we don't know if we're coming or going, what's ours and what isn't ours. And this is something from this experience that I tried, that once I'd kind of got through the worst, I then went into looking at the patterns of how these all work. So these voices will turn negative. And when that happens, I just want you to know and be rest assured, you're not going mad, that you're right. The voices are negative, and if they're saying hurtful things, or even using vulgar language. Now, that was a puzzle to me. I was thinking, why are they swearing? You know, I didn't quite understand it. I didn't really get it. But the language was really not on a level that you can put with spirit guides, because that's the context we're looking at the moment. Something else along this, which I found really, and where the intrusion came for me, is that they didn't leave me alone. This voice was on at me. And I remember sort of feeling quite disrespectful that I needed some mental space, but this voice was talking and talking. And then I started to write notes. So I started to write everything down. It was the only way that I could get some level of getting it out. And it became more and more intrusive, because one voice then turned into others. And then there was, for my experience, there were four voices. And they didn't leave me alone. And that is just something I want you to come to sort of your own realization, and that own, you know, your own thoughts, is if it doesn't feel right, it isn't. Because I was busting through red lights. You know what I mean? When we know something's not right, we know it's off, but we go there anyway. And do you know what I'm going to say? Is because there is that love there. There is that wanting to please. You know, and for me, it was on the pretext of training. I thought, well, I can be a better person. I can be better in my work. I can do this. I can do that. But actually, it was going more negative. And I talk about other different sort of things that were going on. And one of them was the intense coldness. You might want to have a look at that one. Like I said, I'm going to put these links below this podcast, where I felt that warmth of that source energy. Felt like it was being overlaid by a cold ice. Now, not sure what you're like, whether you feel, know, hear, but I normally predominantly feel, so I could feel source. And source to me, and if any of you out there have done Reiki or you do energy work, it's warm, it's divine, it's loving. But there was a coldness around this, and I just couldn't put my finger on it. I never questioned it. And I was following a little bit like what I did when I used to in my days, when I went to sort of church, when I was told, I never questioned, and I just went along with it. So it was a little bit in that pattern for those months as well. I knew something wasn't right. I could feel something was slightly off, but I kind of went with it anyway. You know, and sometimes when we have experiences like that, we feel rubbish. But I just want you to know, this is sometimes how we can learn. And you know, once bitten, twice shy. You know, from that experience, it's made me stronger. And that's why one of the reasons why I want to share. And I want to sort of let you know that if you've had an experience like that, or anything similar or slightly different, that it's okay. Sometimes that's how we've learned. I have learnt through those that kind of experience what source is in the most incredible way. And yeah, a love source even more, and it's helped me to understand a little bit more behind the voices. So something else which I want to bring out is that you might be asked to do something which is inappropriate. Now, I'm bringing that out because that could be quite embarrassing. And I want to sort of share what some of the things that these could be. Now, when I say inappropriate, it might mean that the voices, and then we begin to think it's ourselves, that they want you to remove maybe some items of clothing. I'm just going to put it out there. You might have been asked to remove items of clothes. Or there has been a suggestion of something sexual towards you. And that can be quite distasteful. Very perplexing that why this would even come up. Something else that you might hear real negative things about a family member or about someone, and they're telling you to hurt them. Go and do that to them. So you're looking and you're trying to sort of, you know, speak to somebody, and there is a voice overriding, and that voice is inappropriate. So I wanted to add that because we don't talk about things like that. And the worst thing is that this is all sort of, if you like, under the pretext that this is spiritual, that this is, you know, a spirit guide or some loving being that's come to sort of help you. But in actual fact, how they're going about things is really inappropriate. And again, I'm going to go back to that sort of love that you might have for Jesus or for Buddha or for your masters and teachers, where I kind of understand it, where you kind of go against the grain a little bit. And this is where we kind of then need to sort of use discernment with this when we move forward. And really get a sense, because unless we know what spirit guides do or what they never would do, we can be sort of caught off a little bit like this. So that's some of the things. And I've talked about many more in when I've listed about spirit attachment. Like I said, you might want to go and have a look at that and just go through it. But is that an experience that perhaps you've had yourself? Maybe you know someone, a friend, a loved one. Maybe you're watching somebody go through a level of this. You know, and it can be very confusing, especially when it's, if we're on our spiritual journey, it's like, why could this even happen? So this is just some of the things that I wanted to bring out, because this is where, you know, it can catch us out. So who are your spirit guides? Who are they really? And if that's not how they behave, how do they communicate with us? One thing that I've learned, and you may know this kind of information already, but spirit guides are pretty much where you and I are at, and that is having being in a physical human body. In other words, they've had lives. They know what it's like to be in a life, have a physical body. They know what it's like when we come here and we're in the illusion of being separated from source. They know what it's like because they've been there and they've done it before. So yes, they are in spirit form, but they have had physical lives. Something else I've also learned and realised about spirit guides, that they have evolved through countless lives. In other words, they've done a lot of physical bodies and had lives. And they now serve us, which is the ones of us that are still here and that we're going through. Incarnating, we're still having a physical body, we're still here to learn, or we might be here to help, whatever is going on for ourselves, because this is what happens. We're waking up, beginning to remember who we are. Something else that might, which I find really fascinating, is that you already know them. You already know your spirit guides. So they will never pop out as a random voice. So before you were born, you and I, we sat and saw our lives, and we chose these loving spirits that have got all this knowledge and help and advice, which are now going to act like our spirit guides. So when we made our plan, our experiences and our life lessons, they are going to help you. And yes, I totally agree that there are those that people, yes, you can have guides that are in the physical life, but we're talking about the ones that are out of the body. And this is so beautiful, because what I learned with my work, especially in the Akashic Records, because when that came along and learning this, this was at a time where I began to feel safe to meet them. Now, I've been very open that a lot of my belief system was sort of really in the teachings and the dogma of the Bible, in terms that the religious beliefs that I had that were anything to do outside of angels, Reiki, source, it was all to do with the occult. So what that did for me is it kind of put a halt. I couldn't connect in because I had a lot of fear. So I've kind of worked through that and kind of connected in with source energy and realized that the source, the spark, this energy, this God source was always what I was looking for. So at that time when the Akashic Records came into my life, it felt very safe then to meet up with guides, spirit guides, with angels. And normally we have a group of guides. Now I've seen with reading for many people over the years, the Akashic Record readings, people can have as many as 4 to 7 spirit guides that are helping them individually with various things in their lives. These ones are what's referred to as inner circle guides. In other words, your everyday life. You will have guides that will be helping you. They know exactly some of the things that you're learning. They know exactly what you've asked them to do. And it's really wonderful because when I've done the spirit guide reading, people get quite emotional that there is a sense when a particular guide is helping them. They know that. I'm just there as the messenger and I'm allowed to see that and pass that information on. It's part of the process of remembering. But I'm going to use my own experience. Now, one of my guides, I had a realization that between the age of sort of 5, 6 and 7, that this guide was always there with me. Now, what was going on for me at that time was a lot of night terrors. I wasn't very settled. Nothing was going on with me, but there was a lot. Wasn't settled in bed. And I just saw me, the 5-year-old me, with this guide. You know, and how heartwarming, because that was at the age of late 40s. This realization, I have never been alone. This guide, this particular guide that was helping me, even as a young child. And just how beautiful and how heartwarming that is. You know, there's a particular guides that help me with different things. One of my guides helps me with all this, helping me just to put this kind of stuff out. When I do my healing, when I do a past life regression, whatever work that I'm doing, they're there just to guide and help me. You know, and I knew that, I've always felt that before the realization of when we sort of connect in. You know, and it's really amazing the structure behind when we come into our lives. We don't remember this kind of stuff, but we have outer guides. These guides are advanced, older souls. They are helping us, not necessarily on a daily basis, but they sort of work with our inner guides. They help us on our path, our purpose, the bigger picture. They help us when it's the divine time to remember who we are, to understand why we're here. Our karma, some of the things that we did before, we're now ready to readdress them again. So they're really working at that level, and they are loving. They love us. You know, I have felt these energies, and when spirit guides come forward, they really are respectful. They're like nothing that I had experienced in that time period of 2022. They never, as a spirit guide, they'll never attach to you. They don't need to. Attachment creates an energy loss. I've seen that time and time again. And during that experience, when four of them were attached and hanging around, I was drained. So they don't drain you. They don't attach to you. And they are not negative. You will always feel good. As opposed to when you know when you've gone through just some of the things that we just talked about. They were quite key ones. That's why I wanted to bring them up. Because we can sort of feel a bit embarrassed. We won't talk about those kind of things. We kind of hit it away. And you will feel wrong. Because you know something's not right. And that kind of leads us on to the next bit. Well, how do spirit guides communicate? Well, they don't speak with that loud voice. That loud voice was in itself quite a woo with me, because I hadn't actually heard voices like that before in my life. You know, and whilst it was going on, it was noisy. It was so busy, I couldn't hear the inner voice. Couldn't hear it. It was loud. It was almost like a conscious mind that was overriding, speaking, shouting, getting my attention if it wasn't through fear, images, phobias. And I talk about all this. There was like an absolute, you know, I was bombarded with no mental peace. And having that experience compared to in meditation and sitting with the inner voice. And this is why I want to address, what does that inner voice feel like, look like? Well, it's when we can hear the inner guidance, the higher self, the soul, whatever name we want to put to it, it's quiet. There isn't that level of intrusion, interruption, and all the bombardment that goes with it. And that comes through that intuition. That's how spirit guides communicate. It comes through inner knowing. It's part of us, a feeling, a hearing, a seeing through the mind's eye. Or you might be one of those people. You know, it's really incredible. And it's just amazing that when our spirit guides communicate, there's an inner knowing. It feels right. Even when they're trying to get our attention, move us along, warn us. You know, don't do that, move. It's so different. It's always done with love. They don't tell you what to do. They don't say this is what you're going to say or do. They will tune in. They respect your free will. And they respect your soul, your higher self. They will never tell you negative things. They will never say hurtful things. They don't need to. They don't operate like that. So if we've had a kind of an experience and it's kind of been around that, then today this might be a way to sort of get a little bit of level of orientation. Because sometimes we've had experience that has come up with people. They've had an experience. They've listened to either a podcast or they've read a blog and they've gone, ooh, I think I've had a similar experience to what you're talking about. And then comes the embarrassment. You're going to think I'm crazy. You're going to think, ooh, like there's something wrong. No, I don't. It's just a learning experience, you know? And this is something which quite often, you know, I would actually go as far as saying I'm glad I've had this experience because now I really know how Source is. Source is amazing. It's warm. It's loving. It's divine. It's in us. And it helps us to identify when we have experiences like this, what it's not, and how we can tune in to have that peaceful mind, to have peace, because that's something I really appreciate. And how did I do it? Well, I did it through a process of things. Hypnosis was really powerful, where I looked behind the voices. And then I was able to identify, well, who really are the voices? Because sometimes it's not always spirit attachment. Sometimes it's a part of ourselves. It's a negative trajectory of ourselves, a part of us, an inner trauma that is still voicing. And we need to look at that. And that's what's so beautiful about when we use hypnosis, in as much as that this inner voice, this inner guidance can show us the way. So I really hope that this has been helpful. I really hope that you'll be able to sort of maybe get a little bit of clarity if this has been an experience, maybe for yourself, maybe for a child, family member, or someone in your life that this is happening to or has happened. So that we can delve a little bit deeper. So please do hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any more information. I am on YouTube. This is where you'll find me. So please join me. You can also catch me on other platforms such as Spotify. You might want to go and look at the website learnreikiandconnect.co.uk. And this is where you'll be able to find some of the things that have helped. Learning how to connect in with the most incredible method, a conscious method that's been left behind in our consciousness, and that's Reiki. And you can learn that either through the online, in person, or through Skype. There's also another powerful hypnosis session of spirit releasement, getting to the root, what's behind the negative thoughts, what's behind any voices, what's behind these kind of experiences, so that we're able to get back to our true self and have peace of mind. It might be the QHHT hypnosis, which is the Dolores Cannon method. That's done in person. You might want to check that out. And of course, we've got the Akashic Record sessions, or maybe you want to perfect the art of dowsing, where there is a free guidebook on how to get that kind of information. Or you might like to do the online course, the workshop there, how to speak with the higher self using the tool of the pendulum. So until next time, do take care. And I look forward to speaking with you very soon. And bye for now.